The plan was scaled back to get more support. It would not apply to gasoline blends with octanes higher than 87 and would exempt fuel used for small engines like those on boats. Republican sponsor Stephen Friess of Dodgeville says using more ethanol helps the country become less reliant on foreign oil. He also thinks it will promote the siting of ethanol plants in Wisconsin.
We can, with the passage of this bill, become the Saudi Arabia of ethanol, and in doing so, create an enormous opportunity for job growth and prosperity throughout rural Wisconsin.
But some are uneasy about creating a new state mandate. Waukesha Republican Scott Jensen says that using ethanol should be up to consumers.
I know we all think that we're pretty smart. I know everybody thinks that they've had a good review of all the economics and all the science of this, and that ethanol is the right thing to do. I think your constituents are just as smart as you are. And I think they can figure out whether or not they want to buy ethanol. They don't need the government to tell them that that's the kind of gas that's going to be sold at their local gas station.
An unusual coalition lobbied against the plan. Environmentalists worry it will hurt air quality. Business groups think that could burden other industries in parts of the state that have to meet federal air quality standards. The Department of Natural Resources now says it won't have that effect, and the plan was amended last night to essentially make itself void if it does. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.